This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the Supreme Court unanimously rules in favor of a religious foster care agency. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
In a big win for religious freedoms, the United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the City of Philadelphia's refusal to continue its contract with Catholic Social Services was in violation of the agency's First Amendment rights. The Catholic Social Services' biblical values and traditional view of marriage gave them the right to refuse unmarried, as well as same-sex couples from their foster and adoption services. The City of Philadelphia demanded that the agency violate their principles and accept same-sex couples, or Philadelphia would terminate their foster care contract. Rather than violate their values, Catholic Social Services sued the city, and the case worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. On June 17th, in a 9-0 decision, the High Court asserted that the City of Philadelphia's demands were violating the First Amendment rights of the religious charity. In the 110-page judicial opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that the city, quote, burdened CSS's religious exercise by putting it to the choice of curtailing its mission or approving relationships inconsistent with its beliefs. Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch concurred that Philadelphia issued, quote, an ultimatum to an arm of the Catholic Church, either engage in conduct that the Church views as contrary to the traditional Christian understanding of marriage, or abandon a mission that dates back to the earliest days of the Church, providing for the care of orphaned and abandoned children. They continued, there can be no doubt that Philadelphia's ultimatum restricts CSS's ability to do what it believes the Catholic faith requires. Justice Gorsuch added that the lower court's ruling was in error and that only the Supreme Court could fix it. Justice Gorsuch continued in his opinion that dodging the question today guarantees it will recur tomorrow. These cases will keep coming until the court musters the fortitude to supply an answer. Respectfully, it should have done so today. Let's pray that more people and groups will have the courage and strength to stand for biblical values that are under attack in our world today. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.